Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Minutes away from the AMA. Wrap things up with the Ask Me Anything segment, as we do every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Offers you the opportunity, the beloved listener, to call in 404-726-0929 and ask us anything that you want. We'll get there in 20 minutes. Great calls so far this week, too, by the way, including on Monday, even when we were still kind of talking about the Falcons a little bit.
Yeah.
People mixed it up with some fun ones. We had some good ones yesterday. Always good, like, people have holiday questions and stuff like that. It's always a fun time. So anyway, we'll get there in about 20 minutes. Sounds like Mark Schlereth is just tired of talking about the Falcons.
He could be.
So he's not picking up our phone calls anymore.
He could be.
Remember last week I was like, are we the only ones that ask you about the Falcons when you do these national ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll catch up with him next week probably. Or maybe he'll answer in 5 minutes. We'll catch up with him then. Either way, it's fine. We appreciate his time and his effort throughout the season.
I was listening to a little bit of Philip Rivers' press conference. He was talking about family, what they thought about and everything. And the babies, the six, you know, they never saw him play.
Right.
So they're psyched.
Can you imagine
they're
how excited
right now.
They must
and
be?
And then the older kids are like, really? And then the middle, the boys are like, you sure?
Right.
And everything like that. So,
because he's got kids that are like.
He has a married daughter.
Okay, right, right. So, and he's a grandfather.
Yes.
But he's got sons that are like high school football
players. It's Gunner. I think it's his name. He's right. One of them dudes. And then I think they have a.
So Gunner thinks he's better than his dad,
yes.
Right?
I think they got like a 6-year old. I think they had like a 6-year old or something like that, too.
Man, but, he just didn't quit, did he?
No, man. He loved it. Even with
he didn't need any blue chips.
They've been together since, say, middle school?
How many children does he have?
11.
That's incredible.
10 or 11.
I do think that, yeah, I don't know. I thought that would be good.
There was some.
I liked that idea of just a whole like a throng of children.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple, and I was like, all right, two's good.
And they're such good kids, man. They were such well mannered kids when they would come to practice and everything. Just that's really, great. Really good, well mannered kids. But yeah, I mean,
if I had $300 million,
I was going to say
a little
that.
Easier.
But I do honestly, when you first had Lily, I do remember when you had Lily.
Yeah.
I thought y'all would have four right now.
I did too.
Yeah, I did. I thought you and Ashley would have at least four kids right now.
I did too. I was gung ho, man.
I did.
Ready to rock.
I did think I was like,
and I was like, ooh, this is, ooh, man, people weren't kidding. This is hard. She's really going to be up in the middle of the night every night. Yeah. And I have to change all these diapers? Good Lord. Wait, that costs how much? Yeah, that was a part of it. And then also, I think part of it, too, is, you know, if we were 31 right now, maybe, or even a little younger than that.
Right.
I'm 41 years old, man. These knees can't be giving out too many more like horsey rides on the living room floor. You know what I mean? We're ready to start aging up a little bit and doing stand-up stuff.
I ain't mad at you, dude.
Yeah, but two's good.
Okay.
Two's good.
All right.
I think had we started a little earlier, maybe three, but yeah, two, I think we're good.
You good.
Tap out at two.
Boy and girl.
And yeah. That's a part of it, too. Like, right. If maybe we had two girls, you'd shoot for another one and try to have a boy. Or if we had two boys,
right.
Maybe she'd want a girl, something like that. But nah, we lucked out. Two healthy kids.
Yes.
Good looking. Smart so far. We'll see. We get the first, what do you get? The first semester progress report coming up in a couple weeks, or report card in a couple weeks. So we'll see.
What's it going to be on there? It's kindergarten. We're going to have S's.
Yeah, she's finger painting bad.
Yeah, I mean, all that whole thing just had S's on it.
Nah, she's doing great.
Yeah, man.
She's doing great. She's very smart. Just having some fun.
Yeah, that was some fun, man. But I tell you, the damn, because when they were in Colorado, they had, because you know, we have a Bernie and Nico.
My brother-in-law has one, too.
Yeah.
I'll circle back to that.
Yeah, and so they had, and I was sitting there. It's been a damn SEC championship game. I'm watching the game, and she FaceTimes me, and she's like, baby, guess what? And she gets so excited. Baby, guess what? I'm like, I'm watching the game. And she's like, they're having a Burmese Mountain Dog parade down the streets in Breckenridge. And she was so excited. I mean, she's still so excited. So she found one. They have one here in Dahlonega.
Oh, I bet they do.
This weekend.
In the mountains. Makes sense. Mountain dogs.
Yes.
You going?
I thought I wasn't going because it's on Saturday, but I said, well, we have Andy's Christmas party on Saturday.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Christmas party's Friday.
Yeah. And so I was like, hold on.
You could come help me do something on Saturday.
I don't want it now. Oh, yeah, but she was so excited. I was like, I think that's it's Andy's thing. But no, yours is Friday.
Friday night.
So yeah.
I don't know how we picked Friday night, because normally we do parties on Saturdays. I don't know. And you didn't find out our party was Friday until literally 15 minutes.
Yeah, because Abe came in and said, what are you doing Friday?
I am glad we did that clarification.
I know, because I would have showed up in there Saturday.
Which would have been fine, but I would have been bummed out on Friday.
Yeah.
Like 9 o'clock rolls around. It's like, I know Randy normally shows up late.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I damn sure have been there on Friday. on Saturday afternoon. So yeah. So
I probably would have texted you like 8:30 and been like, everything all right? You okay?
Man.
Like, yeah, sure. We're just chilling.
Yeah.
You coming?
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, but yeah, so she's so excited. I got Bernie. I was like, oh. Because he's like, dude got out yesterday. And there's this, like, whenever they come blow the lawn, it's like you know, that back gate. Sometimes they don't close that gate all the way. And his little ass got out. So I'm going out to let him in. I was like, Nico! And I'm looking at all the gates. So I was like, how the hell is this? He kind of got out through the thing. And he done went in the back. And then our neighbors in the back, they're really nice people. And she calls Donna. And she's like, Nico got out. He's at Marley's house. I'm like, okay, go down there and go get him. And they got a doggy door. He done went through the people doggy door just walking in the damn house.
Just looking for
Nico
snacks?
Just walked in it. Nico done walked in these people's house.
How big is he now? Because is he a year?
Yes, he's a little bit over a year.
A little over a year. How big is he now?
He's about 110 pounds.
Good.
Yeah.
Goodness
and
gracious.
And I promise you now.
And he's still growing.
Yes. He's a good boy. And I love him. He's such a good boy. He's on Planet Smith yesterday. So all morning this morning, I had to look at that sad face all morning. Please, Daddy, I'm sorry. I vacuum every single day, Andy.
You have to.
Every single day.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to talk about.
Every single day.
So we were at my brother-in-law's house for my nephew's birthday party on Saturday, and they have a German Shepherd.
Yes.
Who's a huge German Shepherd.
Yes.
Like 130 pounds. Like it looks like a wolf.
Yes.
And then I guess they wanted to get him a companion.
Uh-huh.
So they got a Burmese Mountain Dog also.
Yeah.
So German Shepherds shed like crazy.
Yes.
They have to vacuum every day anyway.
Yes.
They have that vacuum that's in the middle of the house. And just has like hoses that attach to the wall. It's like a central vacuum. It's incredible.
Send me that. Find out what it is.
Okay. So, okay. And they also have one of those little robot vacuums.
Yes,
that rolls around.
We have that.
But yeah, the Burmese Mountain Dog is young. He's only like 15 weeks old. So he's losing that first coat of fluff or whatever it is. Adorable dog. But he's 15 weeks old and he's like 35, 40 pounds already.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
Yes.
And obviously he's going to get huge. But nice dog.
Really nice little dog.
Barley. Barley, they're called.
Yeah, Nico, he's a sweet boy, but he's just big as hell and sheds.
I had to take Boone to the vet this morning, too. I'll get back to that in the AMA. No, it's fine. It's just his annual physical. But are dog vaccinations more expensive than they used to be?
Yes.
Because, wow, I was not expecting that bill.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. All right. Mark Schlereth is with us now. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you? Terrible. I think he hung up. All right. Well,
hello.
Oh, there he is.
I think maybe we're having some reception problems. It's okay. We'll just catch up with Mark next week.
Hey.
Oh, is he there?
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, we
I'm
got
here.
Him now. We got him now. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I am good. How are you guys? Like, I'm in high demand, man. Everybody needs to talk to me right now. My daughter started texting me. I mean, it's just is unbelievable. Unbelievable. How are you guys? I apologize for missing my time.
No problem. We got to tell stories about our dogs for 10 minutes. What do you what do you think of Philip Rivers making a return to the NFL at 44?
I love it. I mean, I love it. Obviously, it points to kind of the state of quarterbacking in the National Football League. Like, never before has there been a time in the history of this league where there is more arm talent and less actual quarterbacks.
True.
Like, that's what we're developing with all the 7-on-7 stuff and the way college football functions. You're telling me there is not one dude on somebody's practice squad throughout the 32 teams in the NFL that gives you a chance to win, so you've got to go out and get a guy who's been retired since 2020. Like, it's amazing to me what you're saying about this league. Now, do I think Philip Rivers can stand on the pocket and deliver the football? Absolutely. Do I think his head might fall off if he gets hit? Maybe. Maybe that'll happen. So, like, it's all fun and games.
Until you get your hit.
You know, when you play, you develop a certain callus. Mm. And when you retire and you walk away, that callus goes quickly. Like I say to people all the time, they don't pay me to be tough anymore. That was a long time ago. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Hey, Steve, we were talking earlier about the Eagles, and Nick Sirianni having to answer the question about bitching Jalen Hurts. And to me, I was like, okay, he just won a Super Bowl for them less than a year ago. Like, I mean, that game, he was awful on Monday night, but it wasn't just all on him.
No, it hasn't been. But I think part of the issue, one of the things you have to do as a player is you got to know what your strengths are, but more importantly, probably got to know what your weaknesses are.
Right.
And I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in Philly. But we used to say it all the time last year. We've had this conversation before. When you look at them last year, they were player for player. They were the best roster in football. And where their roster really excelled was they dominated both lines of scrimmage. Well, you lose a couple of people in free agency. Sweat leaves. You know, Milton Williams leaves. And you have some injuries on your offensive line. And all of a sudden you ask players to do things that they're not necessarily comfortable doing. And sometimes as a quarterback, you know, there's this kind of negative connotation with, hey, man, the guy's a game manager or the guy's a great running quarterback. And everybody gets their feelings hurt, right? Oh, don't call me a running quarterback. I'm going to prove to you that I'm a dropback. Well, like I always thought to myself as a player, where can I not get beat? What are my issues on this play? I know I'm really good at X, Y, and Z, but I really suck at A, B, and C. So let me live in X, Y, and Z as much as I possibly can. And for Jalen Hurts, like a new offense, new coordinator, new whatever, like my personal feeling is get back to what you guys do well. Understand what your identity is and just live there. And that's plenty good to win games, but too often, I think we try to be kind of a jack of all and master of none. And I would just rather be a master in the four or five things that I do.
You think Mike Tomlin is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers next year?
I think if he wants to be, he is. If he's tired and wants to move on or just says, you know, screw it. I think that if Mike Tomlin decides to coach and he says it's going to be in Pittsburgh, then I mean, he's the only, the third coach in the history of the franchise?
Yep.
I mean, I don't think Pittsburgh is one of those teams that as the wind blows, so does their decisions.
Right.
I just don't think that's how they operate as a franchise.
Agreed. We appreciate the time, as always. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Stink.
All right, guys. Be well.
Mark Schlitt there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Also, the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
Ray Ray has our agent sent us this something about, you know,
it's cryptic.
It's cryptic by Ray Ray McLeod.
Okay.
It's lengthy.
It's lengthy. A lot of God references, okay, like these brothers like to do. God only knows and everything like that.
Good.
Ending it with, it was never performance based.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Ray Ray.
We'll take the break here and...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Really digest it.
Yeah. Never performance based. But God knows his children and God.
That's true.
Who was? Amazing when you find damn Jesus, boy.
All right. AMA is next. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.